The Queensland Government is promising to push ahead with its own renewable energy scheme. It's announced tens of millions of dollars in incentives, rebates and interest-free loans aimed at getting solar power installed in 20,000 homes. And the financial incentives are part of pre-election electricity price policies worth $2 billion. But an energy analyst says efforts would be better spent on reducing the costs for all customers. George Roberts reports.
On the banks of the Brisbane River, in the capital of the so-called Sunshine State, it's hard to find people who don't want to harness solar power.
We've thought about it, but we just haven't found a supplier that we've really that's really fit with us or what we're looking for in terms of price.
My friends are always telling me I'm out of all of them, I'm the one paying the highest, and I don't have a pool, I don't have a spa, I don't have anything.
So news that interest-free loans could be on offer to pay for panels and battery storage sounds tempting.
That definitely makes it a bit more exciting and something to more think about.
Oh, that would be fantastic. It would be a great help.
Save more power and save battery light bills and that. That's good.
The federal government abandoned a renewable energy target in favour of a national energy guarantee, focusing on reliable rather than renewable energy. Instead, the Queensland government appears to be going it alone with a renewable energy target of 50% by 2030. David Blowers is an energy analyst at the Grattan Institute.
There is obviously a butting up of policies there, and the big question for both the federal government and for the Queensland government when they meet in November is whether they can rectify those differences and actually get a sensible central policy that can drive us all forward.
In a pre-election push to cut power prices, Queensland's announced plans to provide interest-free loans to homeowners to install solar panels and batteries, as well as a trial scheme encouraging landlords to do the same so renters can save on electricity. The state's energy minister is Mark Bailey.
20,000 customers, of course, will be a significant contribution. A typical family save about $700 a year with solar and batteries. It's a net positive for people. And, Palaszczuk government, we support their transition to renewable energy in the home.
So this won't come into effect until next year and be available from March, which is, you know, the last possible time there could be an election. You could be easily criticised for this just being a pre-election stunt.
Oh, look, we've been very consistent in our support for renewable energy throughout the last 2.5 years. We've seen 22 large-scale renewable projects start in Queensland under the Palaszczuk government. None started under the previous LNP government. And we've been very supportive of battery storage technology. So this is consistent with bringing it that right down to the household level.
The Federal Energy Minister, Josh Frydenberg, was unavailable for comment, but a spokesman said Queensland's renewable policies won't affect the National Energy Guarantee.
George Roberts.